leaderless and exhausted, the enemy soldiers soon broke ranks and fled into the night. The next morning, Arthur wandered through the battlefield alone to see for himself what his victory had cost in human life. Once glorious knights and humble foot soldiers, old friends and sworn enemies, all lay together now. In the distance, a maiden was helping the nuns care for the wounded. The sunlight shimmering in her hair reminded Arthur of his last golden summer before he was crowned king, before the wars. His heart touched, he picked a wild rose and quietly approached the girl. "Young soldier," she called, "let me see to that wound." Arthur hadn't noticed the small gash on his forehead. He knelt beside the girl, and she set to work, cleaning and dressing his injury. "Are you a nun?" asked Arthur. "No, I'm studying the healing arts with the Holy Sisters." "Now hold still," she said, wrapping a cloth around his head. Arthur silently obeyed. Female hands were so gentle, he noticed, so comforting. Shyly, he held out the rose. "For me?"